There have been more than 20 overdose cases in the New London area in the last 10 days, and that emergency brought together families who've lost loved ones, along with community leaders, to call for action.
I lost my son, and I'm fighting for everybody else because I couldn't save my son, and things have to change. We need to make a change so it stops.
Lisa John's son, Christopher, became addicted while he was still in high school. He was prescribed OxyContin after two surgeries and later turned to heroin. He died in 2014 at the age of 33. Now John's is one of the co-founders of Community Speaks Out, the group behind the vigil.
We need to erase the stigma and not be embarrassed, not be ashamed of our children who suffer from a disease. We can't keep it a secret anymore, because the longer we keep it a secret, the worse the epidemic is becoming, and we can't have it anymore. We can't.
The epidemic has been very, very bad. It's worse than I've ever seen it.
Debbie Blount lost her son Patrick to an overdose. She says her feelings are those of parents all over the state who've had the same experience.
It's awful. Every day I cry, every day I think about why I didn't know that he needed my help that night when he left.
Community Speaks Out wants to see more long-term rehabilitation facilities in the state. At the moment, addicts who reach out for help can often wait months for services.
When you're on this drug, you have to get help. You have to get professional help. You can't do it by yourself.
Joe De La Cruz's son is currently in recovery. When De La Cruz addressed the vigil, he struck a hopeful note.
As awful and as horrible as this disease is, I'm done crying about it. I think this may be the thing that makes our country stronger, because we are going to come together.
But these advocates are likely to hear a mixed message from Hartford. Governor Daniel Malloy has just introduced legislation to increase access to the overdose reversal drug Narcan, which has saved many lives in southeastern Connecticut in recent days. But he's also proposed millions of dollars in cuts to substance abuse treatment programs, the kind of longer-term help this group says is sorely needed. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.